Final basement out. We should be finished. We could plan his fish next Wednesday.
Answer sharp. Start baits up.
For how long? And you? Why is this perfect?
Because you're going to finish Wednesday.
But I have... Yaakov, you going out of town too?
Okay, good. All right, you're all down the board.
Okay.
Thank you.
What?
So I have to. That's right.
Okay, the other Israel. We are on the Sound Basin off towards the bottom. We're talking about Aninus here, and what Aninus is the rice, what Aninus is the Rabbanon. And let's start from Vitani Kane in the Gemara, four lines down in the Gemara. Vitani Kane, we also know that there was no Aninus at night or Raisa. Ezu Aninus, what's Aninus? Mishas Misa from the time of death, Hachas Kur in the time of burial. Divei Rebbe, go to Rebbe. Chachoyim Arim, Koyam Kulo, the entire day. Now it sounds like Rebbe's Mekel, the Rebbe's Mekel, Rabbon Armachmir. Surprise will be on us. Because Rebbe says until Targfur, Rabbanan says the rest of the day as well. Okay? Now, meantime, the Gemara takes it face value. Ashkechas, next word should be Omar, not Chomar. Ashkechas Omar, so it comes out that you say, Kalos v'chamar, the periods are totally out of place, totally confusing, totally wrong. Kalos v'chamar is out the Rebbe. There's a Kul and Chumra according to Rebbe. Kalos v'chamar is out the Rabbanan, and there's a Kul and Chumra according to Rabbanan. Kalas al the Rebbe. What's the cool acquaint the Rebbe? Mace v'nikmar b'shaito. If he dies and he's buried shortly thereafter in the same hour, al daiti the Rebbe yeno aser l'shosu shabul vad. You'll eat only for that hour. Al daiti the Rabbanan also call you cool acquaint the Rabbanan. You're also the entire day. Kalas al the Rabbanan. Rabbanan on the other hand more mekel than Rebbe. Meis v'nikbar lachal shloisha yomim. If the guy dies and is only buried 3 days later, al daiti the Rabbanan kol osu ayom. According to Rebbe, and according to Rabbanan, and this is only for the first day. Al daiti the Rebbe also at shloisha yomim. According to Rebbe, is also for the first 3 days in their entirety, because Rebbe goes until likvura. Says the Gemara. As Rabbi Avo, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Chuna, Tarvei and Armin, they both said, let's close up any kulas here. Moda Rabbi L'chachomim, Rabbi concedes L'chachomim now here. The next line seems to say, Shein Oser Eloso B'yom B'ilvad, that even Rabbi is Mekel, it totally doesn't continue past the first day. But we know we don't paskin that way. How do we paskin by Aninus? Aninus is from the time of death till the time of Kvura. Right? So the Shari Torah Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Rabinowitz here changes the Girsa based on the Gemara in Zvachim in the Bavli, which says, and it says it should be Moida Rebbe L'chachomim Sh'asar Kol Hayom Kulo. That even if they bury the guy in the middle of the day, it's still Asar for the rest of the day. So Rabbanan always say it's an entire day. Rebbe at first he understood says it's all, if you bury him that day, it's only part of the day. We're closing that loophole. We're saying according to Rebbe, it's the entire first day. Rebbe goes even further, and he says it's from the time of death till the time of burial. Okay? So Rebbe's actually all machmir across the board. Now, based on this, the rest of the Gemara makes perfect sense. Lieberman didn't understand the rest of the Gemara here, he says, but according to this tikkun, it makes perfect sense. Vitani Kane, ask her, is that true? Do we have a brisa like that? Then we learn, Rabbi Omer, Teilucho She'en Aninus HaLayla Toiro. Aninus at night is not the Horaisa. Shari Amru Oine Toiro Velcho Pischol Erev. And Oine, during the day, right, the night of Pesach, he can toivel and eat, even though the mace is not yet buried. So Aki says, Oine for all 3 days. Says the Gemara. Oh, the echo's great tonight. I do it intentionally. It's really evil of me, but I do it intentionally. I enjoy hearing myself speak. So says the Gemara. Again, Vitani came, Rabbi Omer, Tayl Choshen, Yusai Torah, Shari, Omer, Onion, Tayvel, Little Bissel Erev. So says the Gemore, Vareaninus Yoim, Osu Oso, Bish Tayro. How can you say that he can do Tayvel and go eat at night? Daninus is Doraisa. Right, and according to Rebbe, that's called Rabbanan, and Aninus Yom is the Raisa. So we assume, according to Rabbanan, excuse me, Aninus Yom is the Raisa. So we assume also that Aninus of the entire first day, 3 days, must be the Raisa, must be exempt from the Korban Pesach until the burial takes place. So says the Gemara, you know what? Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Mishra, and Chissa said, Tipotu, you can explain according to Rabbi, B'shenik Barim Dim Dume Chama. It's all about a case where the maize was buried Erev Pesach right before sunset. V'leisach Shema Mino Klum, and there's no riot from here. In other words, the reason why Rabbi allows you the Yoinet to eat the Pesach that night is because the maize is buried that day. So he holds agrees with the Rabbanan that it continues for the entire day, but not beyond that, if the maize was buried that day. So therefore, that night the guy can eat the Korban Pesach. But Echonami, according to Rebbe, if the mace is not yet buried by the time Pesach night begins, he's forbidden to eat the Korban Pesach. Okay? So this Ein Aninu Salayla Teira is only after the mace is buried. Right? Then we say, once he's buried, before nightfall, so that Aninu, so that the Aninu doesn't affect that night. Ravo B'Shem Rabbi Lozer said, you should know, Ein Aninu El Mace Bilvat. There's no anina except for a dead person, not for any other purpose. Yechsev, it says, V'anu v'avlu p'socher. It says that the gates of Yerushalayim will be empty and desolate or mournful and desolate because everybody will die. Heis Rav Chia Bar Abba Adas, Rav Chia Bar Adas asks, V'akseev, that would say, V'anu adayogim. All the fishermen will be oinanim. V'avlu komash licha biyorchiko, and all the people who cast bits, not bits, hooks in the sea, because they won't have fish. So we see there's aninus also, at least based on the etymology of the word, there's aninus also for fishermen. So says the Gemara, nevertheless, Amr Chanina, Kini Mastis, this is what he meant to say in the Braisa. Ein Anino Tuma Tmeya Elamates Bilvad. The Anino of Tuma, Aninus of Tuma. Now, it's not real Tuma. We discussed this yesterday. It means that the Aninus, which bars me in Karbanos, and which Rabbana required a tefillah at the end of before you eat Karbanos, that is only by a mace. The concept of Aninus etymologically can apply to anybody who feels desolate and bereft. But the concept of Aninus too much bars are feeding Korbanos, that's only by Aninus on mace. You should know that this is only Onen. And although the rest of the Shiva can eat Korbanos. It only struck me when I did this sugya. And although can eat Korbanos, it's only an Onen. I mean, that might have been partial to all of you. But it's really, and it is partial. Because obviously, we're always talking about Onen, not about Avil. That's an important distinction to make. An Avil can eat Korbanos, it's only an Onen that's forbidden to do so. Okay? Says Mohe, Tani Yom Shmua Ki Yom Kvucha. The day when you hear that somebody died, Rachmana Litzlan, in your family, and this is within the first 30 days, because you know after the first 30 days it's not real Avelus anymore. So, but if you hear within the first 30 days, Kiyonkfu, it's like the day of the burial. Likha, you have to do Kriya. Uliibul, you have to mourn. Ulispira Shiva, you count Shiva from the day you hear. Ulispira Shlosh, you count 30 days from the day you hear. For lecho bekachim, and in terms of eating kachim, it's like people who gather bones. We're only usher, not even for the entire day, but only for the time when the bones are collected. Temp for an hour or so. Says, whoa, V'likute atzamos. Oh, there's a typo. I'm sorry. There's something missing here. The Lieberman brings them in the name of the Ksav Yad Leiden. He says here, should say, V'likute atzamos toivel v'oichel b'kotchim. Which could once the bones are collected, he can totally catch it. Says the Gemara, asking a question. Is it taki true that somebody who collects bones immediately can go and eat kochim? Rabbi Yosef Rabun said, now of course it's talking about now where you collected yourself and became tummy to masmates, right? It's talking about where you, somebody collected bones of a deceased relative of yours, and therefore, right. It's additional kura. In other words, the bones have been scattered or they're relocated, right? You moved the mace. The good answer, the truth is, if it happens during the day, then if it happened during the day, then I guess he wants to say it's also the entire day. I guess he talked to the Gemara. I didn't perceive this when I was preparing. Really, what we're saying is that that the Kutei HaTzamos cannot eat that day. In other words, the entire day when you gather the bones, you taka osur. It's only nightfall, and when it's nightfall, and that the Gemara is saying a kula, that if the bones were collected at night and then buried at night, you're allowed to eat korbanos immediately thereafter. In other words, you need like a harev shemesh. It's not because of tumah issues. It's because it's like anointing. Just like anointing is also the entire day, so to a malaki tatsamos is also that entire day. But once night falls, he's muted to go eat kochim. Pious go to the mikvah, and again, not because of tumah, but because of coming out of the state of aninus, right? But what say the likut atzamos occurred at night? That's what Gemara is saying. If they actually gathered the bones at night, then you don't have to wait at all. Because it's only till the end of a day that you have to wait. If they gather the bones at night, then you don't have to wait at all after that. And that's what's going on. The toivo b'oicho b'kotchim immediately is going to somebody who's malaki atzamos at night. Okay, so that's what it's saying again. Let's go do that again. V'likutei atzamos toivo b'oichel b'kotchim immediately. Don't you have to wait till the end of the day? Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe Chizkiah said, no. To explain, shenikbar mishachashay would talk about a guy who was buried after dark, and since he was buried after dark, so therefore, there's no, in other words, reburied, right? The likutei atzamos is after the chashecha, and that's why immediately you can go to the mikvah, because you don't have to wait till daybreak. During the day, you have to wait till nightfall, but night you don't have to wait till daybreak.
Doesn't mean that if he was buried during the day, you could eat, even Kutei HaTzomis could eat the balance of the day, kutcha?
That's not a bad shot.
Kormnei and Pei Moshe don't say that, but it's not bad. On a scale of 1 to 10, I give it 7 or 8, it's not bad. Okay. I like it. Okay, I'll go into learn like that. If that works for me. So after the kvur, in other words, after the kvur atzamos, he's not mutter immediately, but immediately when it becomes nightfall, it becomes mutter. That's okay. It works. Zev is that toivel v'oichel, this is a quote, Zev from a b'raisa. Zev is that toivel v'oichel, as it should be called bekotchim by erev. You can eat kotivel and eat kotchim at night. Ukvura, now this story about a guy who moved the bones. This is a story about both the die guy moved the bones and the day kvura, either or. So somebody's kotivel and somebody who's marking at somebody's can eat kotchim that night. Ukvura ocheles bekotchim? I don't understand. If you cover somebody that night, you can eat kachim. It says in our Mishnah, it says in Mishnah that by Pesach or Mekel, that by Oinen or Pesach or Mekel, that he can eat the night after. But by its mashma, by Kachim, we don't have such a kula. That which he said, Ein Aninus Laila, is only by Pesach, he made a special dispensation, but not by other karbanos. So what do you mean, Kfuro Chels B'Kachim that night? Om Rabbi Yisrael B'un Tateyom B'Shmir. No, this price it says that you can eat at night. This is talking about where you heard, whether you when you heard that the bones of your relative were gathered, or when you heard that your relative was buried. Shama shemeis lo meis meesmo. If you heard that somebody died in your family yesterday, toivo ba'echo b'kachim. You can eat kachim. To shamash lislatu at somas masmo, meaning before the day ended, right? Masmo means it's night, right? And that day, merely the day before, so that they had buried some of your family, or you heard that nislakidu at somas masmo, they gathered the bones of some of your family, toivel b'chol b'kachim, that evening, immediately after the day is over, you can toivel and eat kachim. Kani, we learned. Hamavir army mokol mokol. This is a very interesting halacha which they have to keep today as well. Hamavir army mokol mokol. When you take a coffin from one place to another place, ainbo mishum lekutei atzomus. It's not considered to be bone gathering. Why? It's all in the coffin. Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Acha. Remember that name. That's only in a stone coffin where it doesn't decompose into the ground. Why is that? Because the aron itself can decompose into the ground, right? Remember that name as well. So even a wooden coffin contains the contents. Carried in a sack, in a bundle. So obviously you gathered up all the dirt from all around and put it into a bundle to transport it. That's called Likud Atzamos. In that case, you have all the parameters of Avelus. Rabbi Chai, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Zira said, Likud Atzamos Kishmuon. It's not even when you take them in a sack. It's literally when you gather up the bones. I guess the sack is actually was buried in the sack. I take that back. But my question means he was buried in the sack in Tachrichin. You're right, then you take the Tachrichin. Rabbi Chai Hashem Zir said, Ligwell goes in for it says, Ligat Samus Kishmur. Ligat Samus Kishmur Kamashmo, you gather bones one by one. Vitani Kane, and we learned this, that's in fact what we're talking about. Ligat Samus, Milakit Etzem Etzem Ishis Ochel Boser. What's Ligat Samus? When you gather bone by bone after the flesh has rotted away. Tani, we learned, Ain Shmur Ligat Samus. If you, not like we learned previously, if you hear that bones are gathered in your family, you don't have to do even temporary avelus. Rabbi Chagai said, that's all. If you heard the next day, even though it's within the 30 days of Likud Atzamos, you don't have to conduct yourself in parameters of avelus. If you hear on the self same day, Yeshmiel Likud Atzamos, then in that case, it's considered that there is a concept of having been shomea about Likud Atzamos, and you have to conduct yourself in manners of Avelus, at least for that day. V'yeshior Likud Atzamos, is there a shear? In other words, how many bones you collect? Tana good interesting name here. Tana Nikumche, Kumi Rabbi Zira, ain't shear Likud Atzamos. There's no shear. Whatever you collect, it's already enough. There was the like this Meister of Mona Paskins Rabbi Hillel de Kippra, Likrov Lisabel, to be Koran, be Misabel, Ke Rabbi Acha. Meaning that when they transported an Aron of Evan, that it's not considered Likud Atzamos. Well, that's what he meant to say, right? The way transport of Evan, it's not Likud Atzamos. Only to transport an urn of eight is a Likud Atzamos, okay? But then it's even a Mashu. V'shaloli tamos k'Rabbi Yossi. But you're not metame until you have Rabbi Yossi. Now, it's not clear what he meant by Rabbi Yossi. In fact, the Gilead Ephraim wants to explain about a different Rabbi Yossi, not the one which appeared in our Gemara. But Rabbi Yossi in our Gemara said that, you know, that it's not going to be likud atzamos even if you take it in a coffin of wood until you take it in a sack. So I guess the Pashto says that you're not metame, again, it's not clear what it has to do with matters of Tumah, but and I don't have a good shot for it, but the way the Pnei Moshe wants to say it, the Pnei Moshe says that you're not metame for them if you are a Kohen, unless you have an Aron, which contains the entire contents of the body. Because the halacha is that a Kohen is metame for his father only if his father is complete. If the father is, the corpse is not complete, not the corpse, the skeleton, is not complete, then he's not metame for his father. So therefore you want to say that the parameters of being sholem are still, your father still considered to be sholem as long as he was buried in a coffin of wood. Just like Rabbi Yossi said, it's not likud atzamos if you're buried in a coffin of wood. So too, it's not considered to be lacking anything if you're buried in a coffin of wood. But if you're buried in tachrichim, then it's entirely possible that things fall apart, and therefore you're not considered to be sholem, and therefore the kohen can't be metame. That's how the Pnei Moshe explains it. Okay?
Don't you need
minyan? That's metame tumasoel. Right. Yeah, this is whether Kohen can be metame for the corpse. Okay, so that even if you have Romanian and Robinian, it still has to be intact. So intact, he defines as within a wooden coffin, that suffices. Okay? Says Gemara Tani, we learned in a Braisa, Likud Atzamos. They really have problems being Yoytu Shofar in this space matters. Because of the echo. They say the first year they were there, the first year they were here in the 50s, so Rabbi Rogoff was here and running the show, so they kept on rushing on trying each place in the, until they finally came to some place on the side here, where, over there, yeah. But I there's still an echo. You can never abolish the echo here.
When you have a full base
metric, you saw the, yeah, I guess that's true. So, but it's when it's empty, like now, we're just. Yeah. All right. Yeah, no, that's right. It has less of an effect, but there certainly is, you know, slight echo. Okay. Says the Gemara, all your background comments get on tonight. Says the Gemara further. Tani, Likud Atzamos, Eino Mer Lov Kinim. V'nei, when you gather bones, so you don't make dirges and lamentations. V'eino Mer Lov Lo Birkas Avelim. Birkas Avelim was a bracha. They used to say V'Avelim and Shul. We only say Amok Minachim, but they used to have brachas, which they used to say, which are no longer said. And Vein Omrim V'lo Tanchumim, you don't say Amokim Yenachim, which of course is still around. Eilu Birchas Avelim, what are Birchas Avelim? Ma'ashen Omrim Beis Haknesses, which I said we no longer say. Eilu Tanchumim Avelim, Ma'ashen Omrim Beshura, what they say when they make a line coming back from the cemetery, which is Amokim Yenachim. Time to learn about Merleim Dvorim. But we're Jews. Whenever we have an occasion, we say things. You know, poor Verter. Mind Dvorim, what are the words? Rabbanan Amri, the Kesarin Amri, Kilusin. You say praises about the guy whose bones you're moving. Okay? Matamun de Beis Shammai. Now, this is coming back to our Mishnah again. Beis Shammai says a guy who's misguided in their Pesach can make a Pesach right away. What's the logic, Beis Shammai? It says, Atemush Vichem. When they came back to Milchama Moav, they were to Tomei Mace. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, or Elazar, I forget who said this, Atem Ushvichem, you and your captives have to become tar. Matem lo nitmeitze matshenich nastem libriz. Jews don't become tummy until they enter the covenant, meaning goyim are not become tummy. Av shvichem, so to the captives, lo nit matshenich lo su libriz. So even if the goy became tmei meis yesterday, Atzvei became Jewish. Nevertheless, he's not Tamei Meis, right? Because whatever Tumah happened to him before he became Jewish doesn't count. So therefore, he can make a carbon carbon Pesach right away. Matan Beis Hillel, how does Beis Hillel learn? Atem, the exact opposite. Atem Rishichim, you are captives. Matem Tunim, Azoye, B'Shlishi Shvi, just like you're Tamei Meis. And after we have May Chatos, Paraduma water, spit on you on the third and seventh day. Ashvichem, the Goyim, we're captives. Tunim Azoye, Shlishi Shvi, they had to have Paraduma water, spit on them on the third and seventh day. Says Mari, this is not the rice. It's not the rice. That which Beis Hillel said, that a punish me to Orlok, a punish me to Kever, that somebody who gets because Megai or Nere Pesach can make Korin Pesach, it's not the rice. Rather, and what's the proof it's not the rice? Dom Rabbi Chia by Yitzim, Kilo by Miyom Hashem, Rav said, Moide Beis Hillel Shem, Ova Rezorik, it's a Dom Bashurza. But Yavid, if you did, the Zrika Saddam of the Korin Pesach on a gear was Megayer Bobayoim, then he can't, then it is a valid Korin Pesach. So therefore, it must be that Rabbi Sil says Drabon, and in fact, it's brought down, and as we learned in the Bavli, that Lashav, the reason why it's that way is because next year, you know, he might think when he does get really Tomei, shortly before Pesach, he might think that that's not an impediment to making Korban Pesach, so therefore this year we're machmir on him as well. Okay? Nazir shnit ma b'safik rishus hayachid. A Nazir became Tomei in a safik rishus hayachid. Now, if you remember your halachas of Moshe Mitzrayim, a safik tumah rishus hayachid, we're machmir on. Since Nazir has a safik tumah, it looks bad for him. Veinu b'Pesach. Now these words are probably not part of the Gemara; they were put in later on. We're not talking about Korban Pesach now. We're talking about the Nazir in and of himself. Now we're visiting Pesach. Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Omar. It's interesting. I never noticed this before. Rabbi Yeshua is called Rabbi like Rabbi Chia, because Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Yeshua were both the authors of the Brises, the last of the Tanoim, so to speak. So therefore, what?
Bavli is called Ushaya.
Yeah. The Oshia with an Aleph. Yeah. But that's not the Chiddush, is the Rubah, the Rabbah afterwards. So called Rabbi Yeshua the Great, like Rabbi Chia the Great. Okay? Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbah Amar Nazir Megalech, says, even though it's only Safik Tuma, the Nazir has to shave and start to see himself again. Rabbi Yechon Amar Ena Nazir Megalech, even though we're Machman the Safik Tuma, the Nazir doesn't have to start over again. Tzitzina Tamon, because we learned over there. Kol tuma min hamesha nozi megaleach olav. What tuma? Now this statement is really backwards, but you'll get the idea. Any tuma of a mace shanozir megaleach olav, which a nozir has to shave and start over again, is the same type of tuma that chayovim aleah, that you chayv on it. I'll be as mikdash if you're going to base a mikdash that way. Chayv by the carbon. Nu on a suffik you be chayv a carbon? No. So therefore, since you can't be chayiv if you enter the Beis HaMikdash after having undergone a safik tumah, even though it's a safik which we're machmir on, so therefore the nazir doesn't have to shave on that result, on that basis to start over again, right? Haydainu safik. What safik are you megaleach on? What's the safik which nazir is megaleach on? Rabbi Yochanan Rosh of the Pirko, the one which appears at the beginning of the parak, not the beginning of our parak, the beginning of the eighth parak of nazir. That's where the sugi is. And it's about where somebody comes to two Nazirim and says, one of you became Tomei, I don't know which one. So there's a definite Tumah. We don't know which one applies to. And that's Safik Tumah, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that they have to start over again. You were talking about kids when the Tumah itself was in doubt. What? It's worse, because we know there's definite Tumah here. Well, Kavua is like that too. Yeah, that's Kavua. This, it's like Ikba Yisur as opposed to this case where it's not Ikba Yisur. That's what he meant to say. Yeah, that's right.
What about
Tumas Tavua? Funny you should bring it up. The Mefarshim speak about Tumas Tahomir, but I want to avoid it. Okay? No, it's not Tumas Tahomir. I don't know if they read that in this context. But this is not Tumas. Tumas Rishus HaYachid is worse than Tumas Tahomir. Because Tumas Tahomir and Safik were Machmir. In Mako, Tumas Rishus HaYachid is Safik were Machmir. So it's worse than Tumas Tahomir. Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Amar, Rabbi Yosher Rabba consistently says, this case which you're just talking about, by Slavi Tumashusa Yochid, you are the Nazir has me Megalech. Yochid Shinitma. Now Yochid became Tomei, it should be Bisafi, without the Vav. Yochid came Tomei, Bisafi, Rishusa Yochid. Same idea, but for Pesach, of course, for normally it doesn't matter for Yochid, who's not a Nazir, but let's say about on Pesach, for Korban Pesach. Rabbi Yeshua, the great Tamar, Yitchel Pesach Sheni, he has to be pushed off the Pesach Sheni, again, consistent with our assumption that Safik Tuma with his guard is a Barai Tuma, so he gets pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Yochid Amar, it's a Safik! So I can't let him get away with not making Pesach Rishon based on a Safik. Rather, Meshalchin Naso Derech Chayka, throw him out of Yerushalayim. So he should have the additional p'tur of Derech Chayka. Sibur Shnima B'Safik Rishus HaYochid B'Pesach. Now you have all two Sibur. You're right, I did. Sorry, Vasi Kai Damar Rabbi Yochan, Nima, but too much space of pras. Similarly, Rabbi Yochan says, you're telling me, but too much space of pras, with the same idea, Safi to Meshusa Yochid. Go through a field in which a grave is in plowed under, you don't know where it is. So there, Mishal, so there, Chokhi, throw, you make him go far away. Tzibur Shima, Safi Meshusa Yochid Pesach. Now, Tzibur, which came Tomei, so Tumo Hutra, but Tzibur. But what happens if it's not definite Tuma, but a Safi Tuma? So can you say that they can do Pesach Rishon? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yasu B'Sveikon. Yochanan says they can make Risafik, which means, as the Kormei explains, the people are still Torah Vaday. They can't do Betuma, because the only time Tahorin can do Betuma is if Rova Tibur Vaday Tmeim, but that's not the case here. Either people are Tomei or Risafik Tomei. So Yasu B'Sveikon means the people are Tahor, do it Betara. And the people are Tomei, do it Betuma. In Safek Tuma, not Vare Tuma. That's Rabbi Yochanan learned. And Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Amar Yasu Betuma. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi says they do Betuma. Because he regards Safek Tuma as being Vare Tuma. If it's Safek Tuma, Shusay Yochid. Says more, no. Half Rabbi Yeshua, Moedir Shiasu Besveikon. That's not true. Even Rabbi Yeshua agreed, said here they have to be Machmir, and the Torim have to do it with Safek Betara, and it's made the Safek Tmeim do it in the state of Safek Tuma, which means they have to try and remain as tall as they possibly can. Rabbi Yeshua just wanted to make it L'chumra. You know, it's the stress that even those people with Safek Tuma should do Pesach Rishon. Rabbi Yechim Shemrai Banai said, Yisrael Arel, now not a Goy is an Arel, a Yisrael is an Arel. Mazin Olav, you can do so. Now this is not talking about Pesach. It's talking about can he become Tomei from Tumas Meis? Can you sprinkle Paraduma water on him? Not for Pesach, for Tamazoy. What?
He's a Jew.
The thing is, the Gemara requires a limud for this. So he says, it came with Sinu. No, yeah, the Gemara requires. Yeah, but we might say in our law, remember the language they still use called Purish, mean Orla, Kapurish, mean Akever. So I might say, as long as there's an Orla, it's like Tomei Tumas Meis. Maybe in the Rabbanon only, but therefore it does him no good to have Azor. So.
This is an Orla who, for medical reasons, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or he's a Baal Tshuva. Either or. So now, so he saw a Mazir Lev Shekem Atzana Shekibla Avasena Bamidbar Hazoya Reilim. When I'm the Karmenator goes to the Cheshmer, he says, when I'm Israel entered the Eretz Yisroel, after the Midbar actually, so they had the Bris Milah on the 11th day of Nisan. And before that, the day before, they had Azoya. They were sprinkled on them for Paraduma water to be Matar them for Tmei Meis. So we see that, you know, there's precedent. You can do Paraduma water before the Bris Milah. Rav Chisra said, that's the opinion that they had the Bris Milah on the 11th day of Nisan. Beram, however, Kamadamar Basiri Molu, according to the opinion which showed they had the Bris Milah on the 10th day of Nisan, Loki Bula Azoya Raylan. So they were Makabal Dazal only afterwards, on the after they got their Bris Milah. Now bear in mind that that's because Hazoya is on the 3rd and 7th day. So if the 3rd day would have been the 3rd day was on the 3rd day was on the 10th, and the 7th day was on the 14th. and then it would be taught to do Korah Pesach. Rabbi Elazar Shemachanina said, based on the I'm Rabbi Avun, sorry. He says, listen, but the bottom line is the 7-day count begins before the 3rd day. And when does that 7-day count begin? In this case, it began the 7th day of Nisan, right? It began, in this case, when they were entered Eretz Yisrael, when they were still Arelim. So if you could begin to count when the guys are still Arel, so you can also do the Azoya when the guy is still in Arel. Because they're all components of the same procedure. So from here you see that any component of the procedure being Tomei from Tumas Beis, you can do when a guy is still in Arel. Rabbi Elazar Shemachanina said, Ma'is the Kohen Arel who sprinkled Paraduma water on other people. So then they found out he was uncircumcised. They said, but the evidence of Azoya was good. So Gemara tries to say, if he can do the sprinkling of Paraduma, he certainly can receive it. The Tanya came, we learned also, there were soldiers out who used to watch the doors of Yerushalayim, who it seems are not circumcised. They were Hellenized, I guess. And then, Erev Pesach Tovlu, they went to the mikveh and they ate their psachim that night. And we said they must have, since they were soldiers, it must have been to Meimeis. So when did they have their when they had the paraduma water sprinkled on them? Must be while they were still at Reilim, before they underwent the mila procedure. Some of you is tamei or distant from Yerushalayim. The law says Rishon didn't make Pesach Rishon. Yazir Sheni should make Pesach Sheni. Shagag, if he unintentionally did not make Pesach Rishon, Onan Yazir is compelled. Law says Rishon. Yazir Sheni does the Pesach Sheni as well. He came Loma Neimar Tomei Derechok. If that's the case, then everybody can do Pesach Sheni. So why say Dafka versus Tomei or far away? Sheilu Pturim Minah Koris. If you were drunk, that's why you missed Pesach Rishon. So you're Chayav Koris. You might get Kapura by making Pesach Sheni, but right now you're Chayav Koris. These guys, the Tomei of Derech and Nechoka, they're exempt from Koris. They had a legitimate excuse. Sheyub Terminai Koris, Veilu Chayav Koris, and the other ones are Chayav Koris. Tomei Nefesh! I only know some use Tomei Meis gets pushed on the Pesach Sheni. Anusim, some use compelled not to make Pesach Rishon Shogin, or unintentionally not make Pesach Rishon. Minai, I know he makes Pesach Sheni. It says ish twice and that includes more. I could do Rabbi Akiva. It says when that works, Rabbi Akiva says whenever it says ish, whenever there's a multiple lashon, it's riba and includes something else. However, what about Rabbi Shmuel? The Rabbi Shmuel, whenever it says multiple lashon like ish, it's just Dibra Torah Klosh Bnei Adam. The Torah was said, speaking like we do, so we can't learn from that. So how do we know that somebody's not a Tmei Nefesh? Can also mean Korn Pesach Sheni. Tari Rabbi Shmuel, lo Tmei Nefesh Karei Derechoik. I'll tell you why. Because the Tmei Nefesh, who's allowed to make Pesach Sheni, is not similar to somebody who's far away. Lo Derechoik, nor somebody far away Karei Tmei Nefesh, like somebody's Tmei Nefesh, Hatzad or Shavashim. What is the common denominator between the two of them? Shelo Asar Solishon, they didn't make Pesach Rishon. Yes, it's a Sheni. They can make Pesach Sheni. So Afani Arba Anusim, so I'd say anybody who didn't make Pesach Rishon, even Boynes, Obshogeg, Shloso Sarishon, didn't make Rishon, Yasu Sheni. Mezi Minayin, how do we know that even somebody deliberately missed Pesach Rishon? Aroshe! How do I know he can make Pesach Sheni? Rabbi Zio, Ve'o'ish. Extra Vav and Hey there. Rabbis is amazing to include the person who's intentionally missed Pesach Rishon. Says Gemara, wait a minute. Anant Nina and Shagag Onenas doesn't say in our Mishnah Shogeg Roinas. Where did you get Mazed from? Says Gemara, Tanya Reb Chia Shagag Ohezid. Hey, when the doubt changed the Mishnah, the Bavli did the same thing. You know, he also put in the Mishnah in the Bavli Mishnah Mazed as well. Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yisrael. My Sneezer, I'm okay. Truth is, the Mishnah indicates it itself. It says she'elu p'turim mina koris ve'elu chayim mina koris. The Mishnah said that the tamei der chok are exempt from koris, the other people are chayim mina koris. Ma'is chayim mina koris. Which one is toil chayim mina koris? If the oinos are shrinking, not chayim mina koris, it must be lo t'mei net to t'mei zitamei l'nefesh. Can it be anything else? It must be somebody who's attached became tamei to a mace. So he gets koris, but he can make Pesach Sheni anyway. Anyway. And the other Tumah Nefesh. I don't know the person who's Tumah Mesa Pesach Ritual can make Pesach Sheni. Tumah Ziva, Ezov. The Tumah Tzaras, a Metzayelah. B'nai, I don't know they make Pesach Sheni. Because Talmud Lemal, because the Pesach says, it's a mistake, it shouldn't be Tumah Mesa, it should say, Kiyet Tumah. If he's Tumah, regardless of how he's Tumah. Riva, that includes any type of Tumah. If that's the case, so Matam Lord Tamei Nefesh, why does it say Tamei Nefesh? If any Tummy can make Pesach Sheni, a Nida, your lettuce, whatever she is, why, or he is, why does it only say Tamei Nefesh? To tell you this, the Losha. Ela Ish Tamei Nefesh, Nidcha the Pesach Sheni, that if it's a man, who, a solitary individual, Tamei Nefesh, he's put some shit Pesach Sheni, vein Tzibur Tamei Nefesh, Nidcha the Pesach Sheni, but if the Tzibur Tamei Nefesh, and then I put some of the Pesach Sheni, then I say Tumah Hutra Metzibur. Okay, so to that reason, says Tamei Nefesh, I say, stress that only by Tamei Nefesh do I say that it's a Yachid, but anybody else, even at Tzibur, is pushed on the base of Shade, they can't make Pesach Rishon. Tumah Hutra Metzibur is only by Tumas Meis, not by any other type of Tumah. A new thing. Tumas Avodah Zarah. Somebody was an idolator. So the Rabbanan is Tumah for having been an idolator. Having come into contact with Avodah Zarah. So the also sukkah tumas ziva tumah tamei taras, he has status vis-a-vis korban pesach like a zover mitzvah. Says the Gemara, what about like this? Nitan lisol even knows pesach chiyar. What about bezus Hashem yizborach? You get permission to build the bezus. The Arafat gives us permission to rebuild the bezus mikdash between. Somebody's got to give us permission, right? Between. Yeah, okay, I'm just saying, I'd like the worst scenario. So you got permission to build between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. She Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Arafat is more likely to give you than Clinton. They got permission to rebuild between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So what's all, can they make Pesach Sheni that year? What do we say? So it says when Yachid is a Pesach Sheni and Tzibur is in Pesach Sheni. Tanakama says, no, he can't. We can't because Yochid is pushed out the Pesach Sheni, but not the whole Tzibur. We never find a case on the entire Tzibur is pushed on Pesach Sheni. So if we all can do Pesach Rishon, we can't do Pesach Sheni as well. Rabbi Omer, Tzibur is a Pesach Sheni. We find a Tzibur. Yeah, Tzibur can make Pesach Sheni. Shekei Matzina Bechizkiyah. We found by King Chizkiyah. Shasa Pesach Sheni. His entire nation made Pesach Sheni. Although they see that's what it says. Kimar b'Yisrael me'Ephraim umRabbis me'Ephraim Menasher. Most of the people of Ephraim Menasher were all tamei, so they were all tamei b'tumas avodah zarah. Not tamei tamei meis, tumas avodah zarah, because tamei meis tumutra b'tzibur. But since they're all tamei tumas avodah zarah, they all made Pesach Sheni. So the same thing is true about when the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt in Eretz Yisrael between Pesach. They made a leap year when the rain Nisan began. You're not allowed to do that. The Gemara says, Bavli brings this down several times also this Maaseh. So he made a leap year when Nisan already began. He made a second Nisan, or second Nisan, I think, or he made that Nisan into another, whatever. But the bottom line is you're not allowed to do that. So that's what, but even after he did that, it didn't work. They were still thumbing. So therefore you have to actually have everybody go for Pesach Sheni. Okay? Now, Istani Tani, those who learn, that Ma'arvin is a shorter b'nei atumah. You can make a leap year if people are tumah and they have to get Torah before Pesach. Istani Tani, those who say, now the truth is, obviously it only takes 7 days to become Torah. Why you need to make an extra leap month? So it's talking about where a Nasi or a Melech is on their deathbed. And you know that they're going to die soon, but not soon enough. And therefore, everybody's going to be Tomei in Erev Pesach. So if you just are Ma'abra the Shana to push up Pesach for another month until after he kicks the proverbial bucket. So says Gemara, East Tani Tani, those who said, Ein Ma'am Yisrael Shana B'nei Tumah, he can't do it because of Tumah. Ma'adamar's next word is a typo, according to the Kormidator. He says, Ma'abra Yisrael Shana B'nei Tumah, you can make a leap because of Tumah. Mamakan Kyokus Apes local custom. Says Bachiska it was a no no for him to make a leap here. So what does it do with that puzzle? Says Marsh Ibra's Nissan. Like I told you, we made a second Nissan, and that we can't do. Can only make a second Adar. Veda Mubar El Adar. The only way we can make a second month is Adar. Vati Kai Demari Visim Brab Zavdi. And that case, where it's like the case of Visim Brab Zavdi, it says later in history, in times of Ezra, Gugulosu Shal Arna Yevusi Ar Arna Yevusi, they found the skull of Arna, the original owner of the site of the Beis HaMikdash, Motu Dazbeach, they found it on the Mizbeach. And they all became Tomei, and they had to push off. They had to push off something back then. I don't remember what it is. But in any event, here too, the reason why they pushed up Pesach, according to this Mandomer, is not because of Tumas Avodah Zarah. It's because they found Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. So he argues and he says that Tumas Avodah Zarah is not a reason to put, doesn't allow you to push everybody off to Pesach Sheni. Or to push up Pesach, push everybody to Pesach. Say Tavka is too much Mason. He doesn't says too much of a disorder. It's not a factor. But in any event, it says Steve. I guess since they found it under the Mizbeach, so somehow they had to make a new Mizbeach or something like that. I don't know. So in any event, that's how they had to. Why they had to push it off for such a long time. Steve, it says Vayichulu Be'achol Chodesh Arishon LeKadosh. They began the first day of Nisan to be Mekadosh themselves. Uviyom Shmona L'Chodesh. And on the eighth day of the month, they were successful. Now, if you're talking about that they were Mekadosh themselves, not for Tumas Meis, but for Avodah Zarah, why does it take so long to remove Avodah Zarah? Right, we're going back and forth. If the Tumas Tarchiska was Tumas Meis, like the case where they found the skull under the Korban's back, or is it Tumas Avodah Zarah? So it says it took 8 days to take care of it. So if you say it's too much made, so I understand you need 8 days for Azoya. I mean 7 days, and on the eighth day you're tor. But if it's too much of Azoya, 1 day should be enough, right? Why need 8 days to take care of it? Says the Gemara, Amar Avidi, Mivnei Tzalmei Kastim, because of the Babylonian idols. So you chakukim b'sheishar. Now, they were engraved with Sheshar. Now, what that means is very interesting. B'nai Moshe says they're very deeply engraved in the walls and therefore need a lot of time to rub them out. So Chizkiah was involved in that for a long time. The Korban Eder says it was written in invisible ink. It says Sheshar was invisible ink. It never took them a long time to, you know, use the solution to find the invisible ink and then find out what Avodah Zarah to eradicate. Okay, but Ksivit says very strong condemnation of Chizkiah. Call of Vavah Hechin Lidrosh Elokim Hashem Elokei Avosav. He prepared his entire heart to quest for God, the Lord of his for the Lord, the God of the Lord of his fathers. But then it says here after that, V'lo B'tayrus HaKodesh, but now with complete purity of holiness. That's the rest of the pasuk. Very strange pasuk. So it gives him praise, but then condemns him. My lo b'tayrus HaKodesh doesn't mean lo b'tayrus HaKodesh. It doesn't say those words here. I'm making them up. But that's what I was about to explain. Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Zadi, Rishua, Rabbi Melchimani, Chanam, I once said, I feel also kama b'tayrus HaKodesh. No, why did it say lo b'tayrus HaKodesh? Because there's no end for tayrus HaKodesh. Tayrus HaKodesh! To say with the utmost pureness and holiness, even Chizkiah, he can't do such a thing. It's beyond human capacity. As much as you try, you can't succeed it. The Chorona, on the other side, I feel called Maisin Tzorim Shoso, Chizkiah did a lot of good stuff. But Lo Yotzi De Tayrus HaKodesh, he never came close to being Yotzi Tayrus HaKodesh, meaning he wasn't trying to be Metaher. He wasn't trying to make Chulin Al Tayrus HaKodesh. So the concept of keeping Tara and keeping Kachim Tohar, but there's also a concept of keeping Chulin Al Tayrus HaKodesh. And that Chizkiah didn't attempt to do, and he was not successful in that regard. Shishadvarim Asa Chizkiah Melech, this is all parenthetical. Shishadvarim Asa Chizkiah Melech Yudah, six things Chizkiah did. Al Shloisha Vashodulo On three things they Chazal agreed with him, but on Shlosh Shlodolo, three they didn't. Fair Shlosh Shlodolo, we had this many times, right? The three which they considered to concede him, Kites Nogosh Koshes, he ground up the bronze snake which was made by Moshe Rabbeinu, which had become an object of worship. Vodulo, the copper snake. Vodulo, they conceded him. Gira Atzomas Maviv Amito Shalabayim, he dragged his father, Ochos, one of the great evildoers of all time, on his bones on a bed of ropes through the streets of Yerushalayim. Vodulo, they gave me Ashkoyach for that. Gonas Tavish Ravus, he put away the book of cures, literally the table of cures. Vodulo, they conceded him on that. Vishlo Dulo, one of the ones he didn't agree with him. Kitse Tosa Echol, he sent the doors of the Echol as a bribe to one of the non-Jewish kings, leave him alone. They didn't like that. Vulo Dulo, they didn't agree with that. Sosas Moitame Megichon, he closed the opening to the Gichon fountain, right? There's a famous Chizkio's tunnel, right? In order to bring the Gichon waters into Yerushalayim. And he closed up the source outside Yerushalayim. Chazal didn't like that because, of course, the pilgrims couldn't drink it. Vulo Dulo. He made Nisan and leap month in Nisan, leap year in Nisan, below Odulo. He didn't see on that either. Okay, back to Tumah Tara. They're half Zavin, half Tmei Mesach. The real Nebuchadnezzar, right? There are no Torin. Half Zavin, half Tmei. Avada Ba'avamar, Zavin Nasim Eitzel Tmei, Ketmeim Eitzel Tahorim. The Zavin vis-a-vis the Tmeim are like Tmeim vis-a-vis Tahorim. Right, because the Tmeim now become the main body, because Tumah Utrubat Tzibur, but for the Ziva is not Utrubat Tzibur. So they're like Tmeim vis-a-vis Tahorim, and therefore, the next word says, Einon it's a type, which would be Tmeim Oisim, the Tmeim make Pesach Rishon, the Zavin Nidchim Pesach Sheni, they're pushed out the Rishon Pesach Sheni. Ravuna Amar, Ein Tashlumin L'Pesach Abo B'Tumah. Ravuna says, what? No. You only have Pesach Sheni. Pesach Rishon was done B'Tahara. Pesach Rishon was done B'Tumah. I don't think we had this in the Bavli. Maybe we did, but I don't remember. If Pesach Rishon comes B'Tumah, there's no Pesach Sheni that year. So therefore, there's no such thing in this case. Whether the tea was a majority Tahar, Umilta Tmei, minority were Tamei, but Mesumin Atorim Ben Shchita Uzrika. Between Shchita and Zrika, some of the Torim died. Okay? So then, Achar Miat Mahalik, who do you follow? Achar Shchita, do you go after the Shchita? Achar Zrika, do you follow the Zrika? Achar, in Temer Achar Shchita, and Mosim Betuma. They can't do Betuma because they were Tar at time of Shchita. In Temer Achar Zrika, you go after Zrika. Osim Betuma, they can do it Betuma because at time of Zrika, they're ready to Tame. Well, vice versa. Hayati Baruma Tmei, they're mostly Tmei. Mutant Torim and Minority Tor, who makes me not Tmeim ben Shchita Zrika, and some of the Tmeim died between Shchita and Zrika. Achar Miat Malach, who do you follow? Achar Shchita, Achar Zrika. Do you go after the Shchita or after Zrika? Eat him, Achar Shchita. If you're going to say you follow the Shchita, so is it Metuma, so that's Shchita, majority of Tmeim. Eat him, Achar Zrika, ain't no sin Metuma. If you say you follow the Zrika, that can't do Metuma, because of course, in time of Zrika, some of the Tmeim had already died. What's far from Yerushalayim? Mina Modiin v'lachutz, from beyond Modiin. Ukmidosel choruach, and that distance on all sides, Yerushalayim, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar mei meskupas ha'azara lachutz, beyond the threshold of the azara. On Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi said, l'fichoch nokur al hei, so as a dot on the hei in ha'rechok, the rechoka, on the last hei, Lomar Lecha, Shlomi Beishir Chokah Badois. It doesn't mean you have to be really far from Yerushalayim. El Meyaskupas Azor Chutz. If you're just outside the threshold of the Azorah, you're already considered to be Derech Rechoka. Well, as long as there's no Chazan, we'll just go a little bit further. Rabbi Simon Amar Ispalgun Rabbi Chia Rabbo Bar Kapora. Rabbi Simon said that Rabbi Chia the Great Bar Kapora argued. Chanamar Ked, what's really distant from Yerushalayim? Kadeshi Avovi Yochau. A person who's so far that he can't come during the entire time from midday till the end of the eating period, which is night, chatzos of la'alayla, kund Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the next morning, kund Rabbi Akiva. The Koran Omar Kadeshi Avovi Yizrok. Somebody is so far away that he can't get there. It's much closer, obviously. By the time he can't get there, during the time of Zrika, meaning the entire afternoon he can't get there, not including the Achila time. Now, here quite the Mandar says that somebody is so far away that he can't get there by midnight. It's not really midnight. Why? Because after nightfall, he can't move more than 2,000 amos because of tchum. So by nightfall, he has to be within 2,000 amos of Yerushalayim. Amar Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira said, you know what? We'll stop here. I did prepare till next Mishnah, but looks like they're about to. Does he say brachas now? So we'll stop.
Okay.